There hasn't been a lot of good economic news lately, so today's report from the Labor Department saying first-time unemployment claims fell last week was enough to send stock prices higher. Still, some 14 million people remain out of work. The economy isn't growing fast enough to do anything about that, and as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, recent history suggests it may take years for strong growth to kick in.
It was 3 years ago this summer that the world's credit markets stalled, ushering in the collapse of the investment banking sector, the housing meltdown, and soaring unemployment. Today, companies like Lefco Worthington in Cleveland, which makes pallets and crates for shipping, have managed to survive. But President Larry Fulton says the recovery hasn't happened as fast as he expected.
I think by now I would have seen, you know, larger orders from not just some of the larger companies, but also from some of the middle market slash smaller companies that we service that I think are still really struggling.
This isn't the way things used to be. Before, a few decades ago, if the economy stalled, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates and growth resumed pretty quickly. But the recent recessions have been different. The 1991 recession was short and mild, but job growth didn't resume for a long time, not until the dot-com boom. It was the decade, says Josh Bivens of the Economic Policy Institute, when the phrase jobless recovery was coined.
But it really did take about 4 years of sputtering before the economy really kicked into gear, even in the 1990s.
The same thing happened in 2001, a brief, shallow recession followed by an even weaker recovery. Lakshman Achathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says there's a pattern here.
Each expansion since the 70s has been getting weaker and weaker, so much so that the last expansion before the Great Recession, the 2001 to 2007 expansion, was the weakest expansion in the whole post-World War II history.
Achathan says the last recoveries might not have seemed so weak because unemployment fell so low, but that's because these recoveries lasted a long time. Inflation was subdued so the Fed could keep interest rates low. There was a steady accumulation of new jobs. But Achathan says if you look at any data, industrial production, wage growth, GDP, recoveries have been getting weaker. Why this is something of a mystery, but the evidence suggests the pattern is continuing, and this recovery will be even weaker than the last. Josh Bivens says in the past, the Fed could cut interest rates to stimulate growth, but it can't do that now.
We actually entered the recessions in the early 2000s, and this one with interest rates already pretty low. And so their monetary policy, a prime tool for getting the economy back on track, was kind of powerless in both these cases. And I think that explains a big part of why it takes so long to get back out of these recessions.
And there's another problem. In the past, as interest rates fell, people rushed to buy houses, which boosted the economy. But that won't happen this time. Because of the excesses of recent years, the housing market is just too weak. Lakshman Achathan says this recovery may be shorter than the others, too. Since the 1980s, the U.S. economy has benefited a lot from low inflation and steady growth. Economists call it the Great Moderation. But the wild swings of the past few years suggest the economy has changed.
Volatility is back with a vengeance, and you're adding that ingredient to low trend growth. So high volatility, low trend growth, more frequent recessions, almost no matter what you do.
None of that bodes well for the future, yet another lesson from history is that all downturns eventually end, and the economy improves, even if it sometimes seems like it's taking forever. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.